News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
And five Irish voters have changed their ballot choices based on social media posts, according to a new survey from Pure Telecom. More worryingly, 41% of social media users in Ireland fact check political social media content, which means 59% take it on face value. Stephen O'Leary is the founder of Alitico. He's with us now. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Social media is definitely having a significant influence on people's views.
It is, and I think in lots of ways some of this research isn't probably very surprising, albeit that statistic about the fact that just 41% of social media users in Ireland fact check political social media content, it probably does give us pause, because fact checking in a way has never been easier. In lots of ways it's never been easier to actually ascertain the facts behind things, but the fact that, you know, almost two in three people are not actually going out and maybe questioning the content that's being served to them is a concern. And I think it really raises a major kind of issue around the idea of education and the fact that we really need to start educating the electorate around how they can fact check and the importance of fact checking the content they're served, not just by politicians, but by political parties, by interest groups, by the media more broadly. I mean, just in general, to ask questions of the content they consume on social media.
You'd expect us to defend the value of the Fourth Estate when we challenge politicians on what they say. But 38% of adults told this survey that social media is the most important political campaigning platform. Is there a bit of naivety out there?
I don't think it's naivety. No, I mean, the key difference, I guess, is that on social media, you're generally unchallenged. You know, you're doing a piece to camera. You're not being questioned. There's no one actually asking you questions in the moment of the content you're publishing. Sure, you can post comments, you can post replies, but ultimately, political parties, politicians can record and broadcast without having the content they're producing be questioned. Now, increasingly, again, it's important to note that social media is a primary source of news and information for an entire digitally native generation. So the idea that we can hope that people are consuming enough traditional media along with social media to have the facts checked, I don't think that really cuts it. There's going to be a large cohort in the upcoming elections who will get the majority of their information from social media ahead of making their decisions.
One of the findings that's a little alarming is that the younger generation's more prone to this. 38% of adults in Ireland think social media is the most important political platform. 47% of 18 to 24-year-olds think it is. And the number who say their opinions were changed by a social media video amongst the younger cohort is significantly higher. If that continues, then politics has changed irrevocably.
It has and it hasn't. I mean, think back to a fairly high-profile presidential debate in Ireland in the past and the way decisions changed based on content that we consumed in a very traditional medium of television. So this idea that media changes how we make our political decisions, that's not new. What's changed is the medium itself. It's transitioned for a generation from television, radio, print, which still has an impact, but not in the same way that social media does. So in lots of ways, again, you know, this idea of fact checking, it's always been there. We've always had to question the content we've been served and the information we've been served, particularly when it relates to
politics. But Stephen, that younger generation might not fact check it or at least question it in the way that perhaps our generation would have done. They'll just accept it on face value. And that results in more polarization, which, as we see from other countries, is not good for democracy.
I'm not really sure if the statistics back up the fact that these things aren't being questioned. I mean, you look at the fact, you know, you look at like the Journal, for example, and the fact checking processes they go through and how popular that is. And in fact, that content gets shared on social media. So if you take a look at, for example, Sinn Féin's TikTok feed and you look at their content, you'll see right there fact checking content from another news organization being shared through social media. So I think the key thing here is it doesn't sit in isolation. Social media doesn't sit in this kind of absolute silo where everything happens there and nothing happens elsewhere. It's just part of the mix. So in the same way that people knock on your door, you pick up a newspaper, you listen to the radio, you watch TV, social media is just another one of those elements where we receive information. But crucially, because the content that gets published on the network isn't questioned in the moment. You don't have an interviewer or a journalist asking questions of the person talking. The onus is on the consumer. It's on the social media user to go and do the fact checking. And there's a key role for the media here. In the same way, again, that we would have tuned into radio stations and watched TV programs, increasingly we're seeing broadcasters, journalists and the media use social media themselves to get that fact-checking message out. And you'll see this in live debates, you'll see this post-debates, where journalists come on and say, well, this politician said this in the last 20 minutes or in the last half an hour. We've checked and actually it doesn't stack up, and here's the receipts.
OK, Stephen O'Leary of Politico, thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.